The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk, always great to speak to the president of EMNA and member of the England Thorn side as well, Ryan Allen. Ryan, first of all, how did that trip to Australia go for you?
I think it was fantastic. You know, what a huge opportunity for the first tour for the England men's Thorns to go over to Australia and New Zealand and to play arguably the two best men's teams in the world. It's just such a fantastic opportunity to sort of benchmark ourselves against them, to see where we're at in our very short-term development and see where we need to build and grow for the future. You know, to be able to play at Kudos Bank Arena in Sydney in front of the largest crowd for a men's netball game was extremely special, and to test ourselves against those guys was just phenomenal.
It was perhaps a small thing, but the Australian men team as well don't even have a nickname as well, so we've got one up on them there.
We do. They are working on one. I made some bold suggestions, which they weren't overly impressed with. But though we do have the name, and we're very proud of our name. But yes, you're right. That is one up on them that we do have. So we'll take that.
We saw Dan Ryan was on comms as well, so there was obviously nice support from him. Just even though he's an Aussie, knowing the fact that somebody like that was maybe picking out individual players and individual performances and players over the course of the games.
Yeah, look, Dan has always been extremely supportive of us over here. Obviously, with his time spent over here with Leeds Rhinos, you know, he spent a bit of time with Knights. You know, we spoke to him quite a lot, you know, when we were in the early stages of setting up EMNA, to ask his advice, because we knew of his experience playing with the Australian men and being, you know, all the challenges that they'd faced over the years. So then for them to him go back, he obviously had a really good knowledge of a number of our players. He's been extremely supportive, obviously vocally on social media and in the press, but he's been sending, you know, myself and some of the players that he knows a lot of supportive messages as well. And to have that support from such a high profile person within our sport is just incredible. And, you know, we really appreciate it.
It's been a really good year as well overall. There's that partnership between you and England Netball, and that's developed things really nicely.
It really has, you know. There's been so many pinch ourselves moments as well. And, you know, it feels like this partnership has been in place for a lot longer than a year. It was our 1 year anniversary in November. And to think, you know, from where we went to, you know, when we're on this tour, we're fully part of an England netball setup, like an England national team for men and women. You know, we trained with the Roses when we're out there. We went out to support them, you know, when they played their games. They came to support us when we were playing some of the closed doors games. You know, it really felt like we were all part of the one big national squad, which was a fantastic feeling. And that then continued on into New Zealand with the Fast Fives as well. So yeah, just to see, you know, the opportunities that we've been given because of that partnership and the exposure we've gotten, I don't think, you know, this tour would have been possible without their support. And now we fully feel like part of the One England Netball family, which is fantastic.
And people like Sky as well, just getting it in front of everybody and getting the eyes on the sport.
Yeah, well, what an, you know, if you asked us, you know, even 12 months ago, whether we thought that there would be men's netball on Sky Sports, we would have said we'd love it to happen. Probably not quite yet. Maybe in a few years' time, once we've sort of built up the exposure. But the acceleration of growth this year has been nothing short of amazing. Obviously, it starts with the guys down under. You've had the New Zealanders playing the Cadbury Series against the Ferns and the New Zealand Mixed Invitational side. But then for their Trans-Tasman to be picked up, the Australia versus New Zealand, was great. And then for our tour to be announced as well. And so, you know, when we first realised that we were going to be on Sky Sports, you know, everyone was buzzing and over the moon, and the coverage was fantastic. It was overwhelmingly positive. You know, we and hopefully, you know, I did see that Sky replayed our game against Australia a number of times, which indicates to me that there was probably some really good viewing figures. And it's something for us to build on for the future. You know, we're building a product here that shows that sport is extremely, you know, that netball is extremely entertaining. So hopefully more of those opportunities will come up over the next couple of months and years.
And don't tell them, but probably a lot of people have still got it on the planner as well. to rewatch and rewatch.
I set it to record. I still have it on my planner as well. And I know a lot of the Thorns players will be watching it, you know, on repeat to you know, it was a really great learning experience for them. Obviously, the scoreline wasn't anywhere near where we wanted it to be. We did think the gap was a bit closer than it actually was on the day, but I think the occasion did get to some of us, and that's a learning experience for all of us. And you know, we had some really young players in the team who did really well to get their debuts, but you know, to walk out on in that stadium in front of that crowd and knowing that it was a very historic and monumentous occasion, I do feel it did get to some of us a bit. Now we know we're better than what the scoreline said, but we still are really proud of what we were able to achieve. The fact that the Thorns team was selected in 4 months prior to the tour, we had done quite a lot of training in that time. That Australian team has been training together and playing together for years. So, you know, we really need to sort of, you know, put it into perspective that it was still such a significant achievement for us to even be there, that we were able to make it happen in such a short amount of time. And we can only build from here. You know, we're really excited to see how we progress over the next 12 months. There's some pretty exciting stuff in the pipeline. And we're only going to get better by playing the best in the world. So, you know, the opportunity to come up against Australia and New Zealand in the future is something we're obviously working towards. But also running parallel to that is to getting other countries that have men's teams represented around the world to get them, you know, to play against them as well, because obviously we want to grow the international men's scene. So, you know, watch this space, but we're really hoping to have in 2023 a couple of test series for the Thorns against some other international men's teams. It's all looking really good. And, you know, the exposure we got and the interest that's now there, It just continues to grow. It's just been incredible.
We've already seen a heck of a knock-on effect. I mean, Stars have begun their mixed sessions, and they're already on the lookout for Bristol netballers as well. So as Emna president, it's something that you've hoped to see for a bit of a long time. Just that grow in general?
It really is. And it was part of our strategy, you know, key part of the strategy to grow the sport. And, you know, it's the exposure, it's the visibility. Once people see it, then they want to go and do it themselves. So, you know, it's great to see Seven Stars doing that. Surrey Storm has also done some work in the background. They've had some mixed sessions as well. And we'll follow in that. We've had, you know, an incredible number of clubs get in touch during tour and since tour saying, how do we set up a mixed club? We want to invite men's. And it's also for the pathways, we're looking for the opportunities to get the younger generation coming through, you know, that 11 to 16 year old gap. You know, we're really, really focused on creating opportunities on that this year. Sophie Hansel, our youth development officer, has done a great work with a schools cup that's coming up in 2023. We've seen, you know, on social media, if you check, there's been some schools that have, you know, really are promoting the fact that they've got the boys now playing netball and how competitive it is. And, you know, it just continues to grow and the momentum continues to build. And, I'm looking at how many teams we've got now from where we started. And, you know, this time next year, we'll probably talk again, Andy, and I'll be saying the same thing, that I'm just overwhelmed with how much we've grown. As you can tell, I've run out of superlatives to say how incredibly exciting this year has been in the journey of EMNA. And that's just what we want. We want more people playing the sport.
And just that buy-in from all the Super League franchises as well, that was almost never in doubt, really.
No, exactly. And, you know, there was already some, you know, partnerships being formed across the country with the men's teams going in and training with the Super League teams. You know, some of them are actually really embedded in there now. I think Knights and Pulse are a perfect example of that and how that works. They do look at that level, but it's great to see that they're also looking on the development level and introducing mixed teams. They're seeing the benefit. It attracts new crowds to the sport. It attracts new people to come and watch the game. I think we will continue to see that. Don't be surprised if more Super League teams pop up doing the same thing, but also really key, you know, key clubs around the country, like big clubs that are, you know, quite well known across the Prem League setup. You're going to continue to see more of those. You know, they've already got really well established a club network. So to be able to then introduce boys into that, whether it be as a standalone boys or men situation or do it mixed, they're really well set up for that. And the men's and mixed game could only benefit from these clubs getting involved.
Are you able to share what's on the horizon next year?
There are some big plans. So, what can we share? Well, so the Fast Fives is in Christchurch next year. We're quietly confident we will be invited back. We're obviously really looking forward to that. We thought we did quite well at Fast Fives. And the format leads itself to things could go either way. And how great was that men's final against Australia and New Zealand, coming down to the final few seconds and New Zealand taking it out. So we hope to be back there in New Zealand next year. We're in the early stages of discussing an international tour for our Trailblazers, so our under 23s. We can't disclose the location of that yet, but it's really exciting, with about four or five other nations being involved. We are, again, in early stages to discuss welcoming another international men's teams to our shores for a three test series. We're just trying to secure dates to ensure that it's in the right location. Lots of exciting stuff going on. There'll be a few exhibition games that'll be coming up very shortly, which have not yet been announced, but you should hear something in the next couple of weeks.
I'll let you get away with that because I dropped it on you. And in the meantime, Ryan, best place to find out information about Emina, maybe ways to get involved over the next couple of weeks, just in general?
Yeah,
really.
Of course. Look, the first port of call, it would be our website, englandmmna.com, or just jump onto Google and just go England Men's Netball, and we should be the first search item that comes up. We have a club finder on there, so you can jump on and sort of try and find a club in your area. If there isn't a club in your area and you would like, either you want help starting one, or you'd like us to see whether we can engage with clubs in the area to welcome people, then just get in touch via the website. There's a contact form on there and we'd be more than happy to do that. And of course, across our social media, we've got very active social media. We post absolutely everything there. It's a really easy way to get in touch with us as well. So you can follow us at England MMNA across all social media also.
Brilliant. Ryan, thanks again for your time.
Thank you, Andy. Thanks very much. As always, it's an absolute pleasure talking to you.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.